This is VSiN Prime Time. Live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is VSiN Prime Time, hour number two. I was just eating a little pizza outside, Matt. Dom DeMarcos, our proud sponsor of our food on Monday Night Football. So eating a little Monday Night Football pizza, getting ready for Patriots and Giants. And also, what gets us ready for this game, Matt, is checking in with the man behind the counter.
Let's go behind the counter.
Johnny Avello runs things over at the DraftKings Sportsbook. He joins us right now, as he does every single Monday on the program. Johnny, happy belated Thanksgiving to you. And getting right into this game, what have you seen from behind the counter? Is there a significant need brewing for you guys on the Giants and the Patriots?
Well, the significant need never brews. It usually takes place after the Sunday games because there's going to be some kind of a run-up liability. For this week, we're not in too bad a shape. I mean, if the Patriots do win this game straight up, there is a small little hazard there, run up from those games. But, you know, the games went so well for us this weekend that it's just not there from those games. Now, they are starting to bet the Giants. As you can see, we were 7.5 even money. We opened this game 7.5. And over the last hour and a half, this game is now 7. I did see some 7.5s at some other locations, but I think most of that's kind of dried up right now.
Johnny, how about the total at DraftKings? You were as high as 48.5, now 46.5. Probably not a big decision, right?
It's really not. You know, the early monies, there were some sharps, maybe took the 48.5 down to 46, but right now it's kind of balanced out. There's no one actually any significant money betting the under. I'd say it's all same game parlays and, you know, other parlays going to the over, which is kind of normal for an isolated game like this.
How about the MVP ramifications from tonight's game or going into it? Matthew Stafford finally stumbled after a hot couple of months. Drake May, if he has a big game tonight, could become the solid MVP favorite. Do you think that's the case? And have you seen much money on Drake May? It looks like right now at DraftKings, Stafford plus 105, Drake May plus 120, your top two on the board.
Yeah, you know, Drake May's had a solid season, so a good game tonight would certainly make him the favorite since he's only, like, as you mentioned, he's only, you know, a few shekels here behind Stafford. And then after that, you know, and we've seen this before, Matt. Remember when back a few years ago, Aaron Rodgers was sitting in about the 10-12-1 range? And he ended up winning the whole thing. There are some guys, there's a lot of football left. There are some guys back there with some good games, good finishes to the season, could make a run at this. That would be Prescott, Love, Josh Allen. You usually don't see a price this high on Josh, but anything could happen in these last 5-6 weeks. So, we'll see if anybody else makes a run at it. But right now, those two guys are the clear-cut favorites.
Well, not anything can happen. Sam Darnold at 40-1, that's not going to happen.
No, that can't happen.
If that happens, Tim Murray's going to run naked down Fremont Street at midnight on a Saturday.
No. Okay. That is not confirmed. By the way, for those of you watching with us, Johnny Avello's got his signed Marshall Faulk jersey over his shoulder. Mm-hmm. Marshall Faulk introduced as the new head coach of Southern University today. So there you go, the Hall of Famer behind Johnny Avello. Johnny, looking at some of these props, and you know we talk about them especially on these primetime games, the first touchdown scorer, the any touchdown scorer. One that interests me and Matt was Drake May to score the first touchdown. Anything popping out to you from the first touchdown and anytime touchdown markets at DraftKings tonight?
Well, we have no liability if Drake May scores the first touchdown. So that would, if you guys like that one, hopefully that one will get there because that's the least of our liabilities. The ones, and you know, that is 13-1 and I think 275 for any. The guys they have bet, Trayvon Henderson, plus 550 first, minus 105 any. Jackson Dart, plus 14 first, plus 255 any. Hunter Henry, 10 to 1, plus 205 any. And then Diggs, plus 7, plus 120 any. Some props they've bet tonight. They've bet Dart passing over 200 yards. That's minus 130. Henderson rushing over 60 yards. That's bet up to minus 144. And Devin Singletary over 25 rushing yards, minus 148. That's where some of the prop action is tonight.
Johnny Avello, DraftKings Sportsbook Director, with us right now, as he is every Monday night. Johnny, you said Sunday went so well. Let's rewind it a little bit to Thursday, Friday. So going into the weekend, what went well for you? What didn't at DraftKings for the entire NFL week?
Well, of course, Thursday and Friday were great days for us because there wasn't a favorite to be seen. So they went 0-4. Those games turned out well. Now, I will switch gears a little bit. Saturday was a really good day for the players. There was a lot of chalk won, and they did well on the college front for Saturday. But then yesterday came back. I don't even know if the one game, Atlanta Jets, I think that was about the only game where we kind of broke out even. All the rest of the games were good for us, especially the Rams game. That was kind of the start of it. That helped us out, get us an early start. And then we kind of finished well. The Bronco game, we made money with a huge handle off of that game. So it was a really great day for us in the NFL.
Yeah, I would imagine the Washington finish, the touchdown from Denver was not ideal for the books, but Washington scoring that touchdown to make it a one-point game and going for two ultimately worked out well for you guys. Johnny Avello giving us the latest from the behind-the-counter standpoint. Johnny, just looking at kind of big-picture stuff as things are starting to come into form a little bit, you know, the AFC market from a future standpoint, it seems wide open right now. How are you guys booking the AFC, and is there a particular team that you don't want to see emerge out of the AFC for the Super Bowl?
I would say that the AFC, let me look here real quick while I got you here. AFC, I would say the teams that we don't want to get there are probably Denver's taking some money lately, the Patriots for sure. I mean, you know, you got to remember that the Patriots are if there's a popular team on the DraftKings network, it's probably the Patriots. I mean, we're based in Boston. We are in Massachusetts. Patriots fans galore up there. And so we've drawn money on the Patriots all season long. So that is one team that will hurt us if they win it all or do, you know, are the champs and in the AFC.
I bet the Patriots to win the AFC East before the season of 5-1. Not there yet. They play a big game against the Bills next week, and they need to win this one tonight. How about the Super Bowl futures board? Some of these things have been turned upside down in a sense. The Rams, I remember back in April, were 30-1. I was at the Westgate Superbook yesterday, Johnny, and the Rams were listed at 3-1 prior to that loss to the Carolina Panthers. How about the Broncos? Are they picking up any steam on Super Bowl futures, or do you think people still think, the Broncos are a lucky team, Bo Nix can't win a Super Bowl?
Well, I don't think they think they're lucky. I mean, you know, you can always question Bo Nix, but he's doing everything right to win football games. They're winning close games. Remember, that doesn't always turn around. Sometimes that just works well for you for the season. That's the way it ran for the Chiefs last year. And one thing you've got to say about the Broncos is, you know, they have a good defense too. You can look at a lot of these teams. Rams have a good defense too. But, you know, some of these teams can score, but they just can't stop anybody. So the Broncos are one of those teams that they do have good playmakers on both sides of the ball. So, yes, they have been taking some action. Green Bay's been taking some action lately. I mentioned the Patriots. They continue to bet them. And they still like the Chiefs at a higher price here. At 17-1, they still like them. Mm-hmm. And then Houston's taken some money too as of late. So the money spread around. this has been a really good season to book futures because of we've got some teams on top some week, some then they don't look as good, like Philly. You know, Philly jumps all over the place. We have many wares from 12 down to 7 over the last couple of weeks. So we see a lot of movement on them. They're hot, they're cold. I'm talking about the bettors on them. So it's been a good year for the futures market as far as building up a good pot, good size pot.
I would bet as a bookmaker, you're going to have action spread all over that futures board. So you got to like that. If Tim Murray gave you a wad of cash right now and said you could bet one team, but it's got to be the Packers at about 9 or 10 to 1 or the Chiefs at 17 to 1, who would you bet, Johnny?
One of those two?
Uh-huh.
I would take the Packers because they're in a better spot to get to the playoffs. They could win a division. Kansas City's got to win straight out, and it wouldn't surprise me if they don't win straight out, but anything could happen along the way when the gun's to your head and you got to win 5 straight games. It's not always that easy.
Right.
He's Johnny Avello, joins us every Monday night to give us the latest for Monday Night Football, as well as what else is going on across the NFL. Johnny, always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night, good week.
There he is, Johnny Avello. A happy Johnny Avello. Books had a good weekend. Not a big surprise, and we'll see if it finishes strong with the Giants covering tonight as a 7-point dog at the New England Patriots. National anthem being sung right now in Foxborough, Massachusetts. We'll give some final thoughts and get you ready for kickoff on the other side of this break. It is VSiN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Kickoff moments away. What are you laughing about, Matt?
I just got a text from Pimlico Frank Carulli. He's forwarding me a tweet about Abdul Carter. Did you see this tonight?
No.
Supposedly being suspended. He's going to miss the first quarter of the drive, first drive of the game tonight, suspended for some ridiculous disciplinary reason that I don't want to mention on the air. And I had to text him back and say, Frank, that's a fake Twitter account. It's that Wesley Steinberg account. You know that one?
Yeah.
It's funny how many people get fooled by fake Twitter accounts.
Yes. We are not going to read that tweet.
No.
You got to be careful. Got to be careful out there, people. All right. Kickoff moments away in what looks to be chilly Foxborough, Massachusetts. It was, especially from my couch, Matt, it was a fun and enjoyable Saturday to watch visually with all of the snow falling across the Midwest in a handful of those games. So 30 degrees at kickoff, no wind, and the Patriots, Matt, will start with the ball. Did you end up betting Drake May to score the first touchdown? Yeah, I took a little piece too. Drake May, 15-1 to score the first touchdown.
I got 14-1, and Giants plus 7.5 for a bit of a bet here. Patriots return the opening kick out to the 48-yard line.
Yeah, so decent return there. The Patriots will start with the ball around midfield. Does an opening kickoff change the line? As right now, you take a look at it, no, it is not. It's still sitting at 7. Total, 46.5 right now. So Patriots wearing their throwback uniforms, Matt, their old school uniforms. What were those, late 80s, early 90s uniforms there for the Patriots?
I like those old school Pats uniforms and helmets. Back when the Pats actually got blown out by the Bears in the Super Bowl.
85 Bears, yeah. The local high school that my brother went to was the Patriots as well. Wooten High School Patriots. I think they must have got a cease and desist because that was the exact logo that they used on their football.
Didn't even change it just a little bit?
No, they didn't change it a little bit. And then magically, when the new New England Patriots showed up, that was their new logo. It was funny how it worked.
Use that Patriots logo and have the Patriot like smoking a pipe or something.
Put his leg up
or
something.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, we're underway. Wrapping up week 13 of Monday night week 13 of the NFL season, and a third and short upcoming here for the Patriots. And if you wanted that 7.5, well, guess what, folks? You can now get it there at DraftKings. So the 7.5 that disappeared is now back 2 plays into this game.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't take long for the live number to adjust a little bit, does it?
Nope.
You can see it on the first two or three plays of the game oftentimes, and we see it right there. But the 7.5 out there for a long time here at Circa and some other books over the weekend. So if you bet the Giants, you certainly should have that in your pocket tonight. And Pats get the first down, they run up the middle. That's one thing you would think. You know, we talked about how the Giants' aggressive defensive front can put a lot of pressure on Drake May, who's been the fourth most sacked quarterback in the NFL this season. But the Pats also should be able to run the ball right at this Giants defense and move the sticks all night on the ground. And you're seeing it right there happen. Pats got a couple of stud running backs who can, put this Giants defense on its heels. And right there, that was Trevion Stevenson, former Ohio State star, with the first down run.
So opening drive, a good start here for the New England Patriots inside the 40-yard line of the Giants, and they're going for a deep shot. This will come up incomplete, and now second down upcoming here for the New England Patriots, Matt.
Will Campbell, the Patriots' first-round draft pick, stud offensive lineman out of LSU, is out tonight. So is that going to be a bit of a setback? Yes, for the Patriots' offensive line. Can they cover, plug the hole? Probably. You know, we saw it yesterday with the Bills. Both starting offensive tackles are out, and the Bills run for 250 yards against the Steelers. So I think Patriots still going to be able to run the ball tonight. The question is pass protection, and we'll see as the game goes on here if the Giants' defensive front can get after Drake May. Right there, May, I like that game plan. Quick drop, quick throw. Quick throws are going to be able to beat this Giants' defense, too. You can run at them, quick hitters. And Patriots obviously got the first series scripted pretty well here. Josh McDaniels, to me, is one of those guys. You talked about he's a good coordinator, but he sucked as a head coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of guys who are unfit to be head coaches who are really good coordinators. And there are plenty of guys like that all over the league. I think Josh McDaniels has obviously proven he's one of those guys. He's a really good offensive coordinator. I don't think you want him as your head coach. Will he get another shot? Probably at some point.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, when you look at how many weak head coaches there are around the NFL, McDaniels will probably get another shot someday. By the way, Drake May, nice job there to avoid the pressure. He had two Giants pass rushers all over him. He gets away. He's elusive. He gets out of the pocket, and he has to throw that ball away. But, Tim, he should have been sacked right there.
Yeah, that was a really nice job by May. So, second down upcoming here. Live number 8.5 in favor of the New England Patriots as they closed around a 7-point favorite at most shops. On this opening drive, a very strong kickoff return that got them into good field position initially. And now Drake May, 2 of 4 for 18 yards. Ramondre Stevenson, a strong carry, and it'll bring up third and short here for the New England Patriots. So third and three?
I got Stevenson and Henderson mixed up. Trevion Henderson from Ohio State, obviously. Ramondre Stevenson from Oklahoma. But those
the
are
the eighth best team in all of college football, the Oklahoma City Sooners.
Ramondre Stevenson, by the way, is from Las Vegas. He went to high school out here where he starred for the Sooners. But Patriots got a couple of big-time backs, and they're going to be able to run the ball right at this Giants defense. So when I said I bet a half unit on Giants plus 7.5, Tim, I'm probably going to bet the other half unit. If the Patriots score a touchdown here, they got 3rd and 3. We'll see what happens. May, a little pressure in the pocket. He throws for the first down, so it's going to be 1st and goal at the 7.
Looking for 10.5?
I was hoping for 11.5,
yeah.
But I would like to get 11.5 live, and then I'd bet the other half unit on that.
Yeah, I did not bet this game pre-flop, and this is working out the way that I was kind of hoping it would, Matt. Maybe we get double digits on an opening drive here. Stations Casino, which we talk to Chuck Esposito all the time here on the network, they just popped a 10.5, so we'll see if they are able to get into the end zone here. DraftKings right now, they're still sitting at 8.5, as this is now going to be 1st and goal. And wouldn't it be nice to see Drake May utilizing his legs here, Matt, to try to get into the end zone as we will have a 2nd and goal now. You took 15-1. I took a little 15-1.
I got 14-1. You got 15. But, hey, who cares?
Let's just cash it.
Let's get Drake May to get pressured to where he has to roll out of the pocket again. Maybe run for the touchdown, Tim. That's going to be our best bet. A lot of times it's going to be a broken play where the quarterback has to scramble, get away from pressure, and run this thing in. So I'd like to see that happen. Right.
Strong opening drive here. Second and goal right now for the Patriots. And Drake May is going to dip it off. And now third and goal from about the 4-yard line. And we're hoping for that double digits. Field goal would not be good for the double digit bet here, as the live line is back down to 7.5, Matt. So we will see if Drake May maybe gets feel the pressure a little bit. Does he roll out and utilize his legs? Third and goal upcoming for the New England Patriots as a opening drive, and we'll see if the Giants bend but don't break here with a third and goal from the 4-yard line upcoming just moments from now.
And not going to break. Giants defense is going to hold the Patriots out of the end zone here on third and goal. Drake May throws a corner of the end zone. He overthrows his receiver. That's Stephon Diggs. Phillips was a corner on the coverage, and Pat's probably going to attempt a field goal here. Don't you think? From the 4-yard line. I don't think Mike Vrabel's going to go for this, even though you're seeing so many more coaches who don't take the points and go for it on fourth down. I think you got to take the points right here.
Live numbers just dropped under a touchdown, so they are going to kick the field goal. It is going to be good, so you could have got, for a brief moment that I saw on my app, could have got 10.5, but now the live number goes under a touchdown, so I still will be looking to get a better live number. So a strong opening drive, but the Giants, as an underdog, this is what you would hope for. As an under better, this is also what you would hope for, as they get into the red zone but do not convert. First touchdown still live as a field goal up and good, Matt. A long drive, but it ends up with a field goal. Hey, just a reminder, Matt was out in Hawaii. I know he stopped by a Nohoku Jeweler out in Maui. They are Hawaii's finest jewelers since 1924. From timeless island-inspired designs to modern fine jewelry, Nohoku creates pieces that'll let you carry the aloha spirit wherever you go. Visit them online at nohoku.com, N-A-H-O-K-U.com, or stop by their many locations. They have one here in Vegas at the Venetian, another one at the fashion show in Vegas. They have one in San Diego, Denver, Phoenix, Dallas, Orlando, the DMV, where I'm from, up in New England as well, Nohoku.com. 3-0, Matt, is the score. A 12-play, 49-yard drive, but it ends in a field goal for the New England Patriots. We'll get to see Jackson Dart back out there for almost the first time in a month. Live line down to 6.5 in favor of the Patriots. It is prime time. More to come on the other side. Still first touchdowns alive after an opening drive leads to a field goal.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It is VSiN Primetime. Jackson Dart taking a close call there on first down, 2nd and 15. Giants have the ball, 3-0 game. Patriots opening drive ends with a short field goal. They had goal to go situation, but nothing came of it. And now a 3rd and long upcoming for the New York Giants. That's Matt Eumanns. I'm Tim Murray. We had a busy college football weekend where, at the end of the day, Texas A&M lost on Friday, but then a lot of chalk prevailed, at least from a straight-up standpoint. So the anticipation isn't too much is going to change for the rankings come Tuesday night. But what I did want to look at, Matt, was we have 9 conference championships this weekend. For some reason, 4 of them are on Friday night, which I don't really understand, but regardless. And 6 of them are rematches. And a couple I wanted to point out to you. Looking at the ACC championship, we've got Duke and Virginia. Yep, that's right, Duke and Virginia. Virginia closed as a 5-point underdog at Duke back on November 15th, won that game convincingly. And now, Matt, in Charlotte, neutral field, they are a 3.5-point favorite. I like looking at this and seeing, all right, have we moved the number too much, or does it make sense based off of the performance that we saw less than a month ago?
I don't know. What do you think? You think the numbers moved too much?
A little bit. I don't really want to get involved with this Duke team. I will say,
I have a hard time handicapping this Duke team at all, so you don't have much of an opinion.
As we have a punt return for a touchdown.
I can tell you the Patriots are running a punt back for a touchdown.
So if you had defense or special teams as your first touchdown, you are a winner as a punt return taken back to the house, Marcus Jones.
That guy, he's a burner. He's got some speed. I just double checked. That was not Drake May returning the punt for a touchdown. Damn.
We were hoping so. Fingers crossed. But it is not the case. And now, Matt, all right, as we pivot away from college football quickly.
Yeah, let's take a brief time out from the college football, because when Marcus Jones started to run that back, I said, okay, maybe now is the time to bet the Giants live if he takes this to the house. I was hoping to get 11.5 with Giants, and I believe we're going to get more than that now. I mean, do you get greedy now and say, I got to have 14.5, or do you settle for 13.5?
Well, taking a look at our Circa app, they have not popped the number yet, and I'm waiting for our friends at Stations Casino to do it as well, the local show.
DraftKings has thrown up 13.5.
And that's what I see as well, 13.5.
Westgate throws up 13.5.
Circa 13.5 as well. Do you get greedy, or do you take it?
I'm going to wait a little bit. I am. Right. I don't like this start by the Giants. I want 14.5. Can we get it? I think there's if the Giants have to punt on this possession, you're going to get 14.5. So I'm just going to wait.
All right. I took a little on 13.5. Probably should have been more patient, but I didn't have a pre-flop position, so I'll take a little 13.5. So Marcus Jones returns a punt 94 yards. Mm-hmm. How about a very solid opening kickoff by the New England Patriots, and now a punt return for a touchdown. So either good Patriots special teams or very poor Giants special teams, or maybe a little bit of both, as it is now 10-0. And I don't know what the price was, but defense or special teams first touchdown does score for the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I didn't get the price on that either. We had 14-15-1 on Drake May and did not get there. Marcus Jones, I remember him when he played for the Houston Cougars. He was picked by the Patriots in the third round 3 years ago, and this guy can make some plays. And obviously busted open there with that punt return for a touchdown. I think this would probably be the time. If the Giants have to punt after this possession, 13.5 still hanging out there as a live number. Giants at some point, I think Jackson Dart's going to settle in. They'll get back in this game. I do not think right now they're going to get blown out by 20 or more. But I would like to have 14.5. You always say, well, your target number was 11.5. But the way the game has started, Tim, it's been very discouraging for the Giants side. So I'm going to hold out for a little bit more.
Yeah, the opening drive, not all that impressive by the New York Giants, and now a punt return for a touchdown. So your live line, once again, sitting 13.5, I beg your pardon, in favor of the Giants. And just like that, if you had bet the under, you felt good about the opening drive, hold, kick a field goal, and then you get a punt return for a touchdown. Live total now up to 50.5, and the live line at DraftKings just shifted to 11.5. So are we going to get a good kick return, or did someone just kind of take a big whack at the Giants? But the live number bouncing around, still hovering under 14.5. Not a great start for the Giants, but certainly a good start for yourself. If you like the Patriots to win the AFC East, they would get a big win heading into their toughest stretch of the season, which after the bye week, Matt, they will get the Buffalo Bills and then the Baltimore Ravens. So bye week after this, then Bills and Ravens before they close up against the Jets and the Dolphins. 10-2 right now are the New England Patriots. Who would have predicted the Patriots and Broncos, Matt, would be vying for the top seed in the AFC preseason?
I would not have predicted that, but I'm not surprised the Broncos are near the top of the AFC, because I talked about that the entire summer. So I thought the Broncos were going to be a team that could I picked them to win the AFC West, so I'm not surprised about the Broncos. The Patriots, I thought that was just more of a good long shot play in the Pats to win the division. That was a two-horse race. If Josh Allen goes down or the Bills underperform, Patriots can win that division. I did not think they'd have the best record in the AFC at this point, but they do. And Pats during this 9-game win streak, 7-2 against the number going into tonight. Now, some will say, yeah, but they've done this against the weakest schedule in the NFL.
Well, that's, I mean, you knew that coming into the season.
But you should have handicapped that before the season.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
that's why part of the reason I bet them to win the division when you looked at their schedule said, I could see the Patriots winning 10 games. Well, they've already won 10. And that win at Buffalo was a big one because they got one leg up on the Bills in the division.
Well, and, you know, people bring up the easy schedule. Well, all offseason we talked about, well, you know, the 49ers, they have an easy schedule. Yeah, they do. And they're taking advantage of it. Despite the injuries, they're hanging around and they loaded NFC West. Same should be said about the Patriots. I did not bet the Patriots. And it's funny because you think back to the start of the season, drop a home opener to the Raiders, beat the Dolphins, then they lose at home to the Steelers. They dropped their first two home games, Matt.
Right.
And then since then, as you pointed out, they have not lost a football game and right now lead 10-0. And that road win at Buffalo, boy, does that look more impressive by the week and more important by the week as they try to get the top seed out there. As, oh, my goodness, Jackson Dart gets lit up again, Matt. And this is going to lead to a little bit of a fracas
sideline
on the sideline.
All right.
As Jackson Dart takes off and runs, and the offensive line, you could tell, is already on edge.
This is the second time it's happened.
Second time this has happened. The Patriots a little bit late on a slide from Jackson Dart, and you'll see the replay, Matt. He gets absolutely hammered on the sideline, as this is what we were talking about pregame, was Jackson Dart, and will he kind of rein it in? And he takes off, runs for the sideline, gets to the sideline and absolutely crushed as he goes out of bounds.
I'm telling you what, both of his feet were in
bounds. That's a legal hit. I mean, that's a mistake by Jackson Dart. We've talked so much about it. And Paulie was making this point right here as we're watching it. He should have stepped out of bounds. He wanted to get the first down, and he gets lit up. That's a legal hit. And now the Giants are going to get called for a personal foul as they get, you know, into the fracas on the sideline. So I imagine this is now going to be third and long unless they do the offsetting personal fouls. But I believe this will just be a Giants personal foul. Theo Johnson's the one who gets flagged for the personal foul.
That was a clean hit on the quarterback. Both of his Dart's feet were in bounds when he got hit. And that's the type of stuff that they've got to coach out of him.
Yep.
Slide, run out of bounds. That was a first down play, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. I mean, the game is not on the line. Where you're trying to pick up that first down. It's a first down play in the first quarter. Jackson Dart's got to be a little bit smarter than that. I do like that the
third and 16.
You know, what's that?
No, third and 16 now after the penalty.
Oh, so it was the second down play?
Yeah.
Well, I do like the fact that the Giants offensive linemen are standing up for the quarterback. I do like that part. But as far as the live betting aspect, Tim, we are going to get 14.5 here real soon if the Giants don't pick up this first down.
Well, you were patient. I was not. And it looks like your patience is going to work out, at least from a better number standpoint. Third and long here for the New York Giants as they will not convert it as they get the ball to Theo Johnson, who was just called for the personal foul, and he gets lit up. He cannot make the play. Hey, make the holidays unforgettable this year with Omaha Steaks. From holiday roasts to hand-selected gift packages, Omaha Steaks delivers top-quality meals and memorable gifts that bring everyone together. Every steak is perfectly aged and hand-carved for exceptional flavor. And right now, there's a VSiN exclusive. You can get 16 free smash burgers with any order of $129 or more, plus 50% off site-wide. Head on over to omahasteaks.com/VSiN. That's omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Live line as we go to break. 14.5, Matt. You got your number.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
2 minutes to go in the first quarter, 10-0. Patriots leading the New York Giants, and certainly social media having their take about Jackson Dart, who is back from a concussion, first time in almost a month, Matt, and doesn't really look like he's learned much of a lesson as he got hammered on the sideline on the last drive. It led to a personal foul by the Giants as they were defending their quarterback after a what they believed was a late hit. It was not. And now the New England Patriots might blow this game open here, Matt, as they are now inside the 5-yard line, up 10-0.
Yeah, this looks like a mismatch. I actually just took 15.5, plus 15.5 at minus 111. And 2 minutes later, it's up to 17.5. So there you go. Could have had a much better number. You got to find the right time to pull the trigger. Right now, it looks like a mismatch. I'm hoping in the second half here, the momentum flips in this game and the Giants can get back into it. Right now, Patriots offense having anything and everything at once.
And they're going to score a touchdown on the next play here.
16-0.
So they're going to get a touchdown for the New England Patriots, as this has been pure domination by the New England Patriots. A touchdown to Keyshawn Booty, the former LSU Tiger, into the corner of the end zone.
I've not heard much about LSU or Ole Miss in the last couple days. Nope.
Well, I know you're big into Lifetime Christmas movies, so you've been watching a lot of those, I imagine. Not watching Marty Smith drive around all of Oxford, Mississippi. All right, touchdown from the Patriots, Matt. Extra point up and good. Live number out to 18.5. Total 51.5. All Patriots all the time here to start this game. Before we get to a couple other topics, I just wanted to look at the current statistics. We've had a punt return for a touchdown. That was your first touchdown of the game. 110-29 are your total yards so far in this game. It has been dominated by the New England Patriots. Matt, Friday night.
Right now, it looks like a 2-10 team against a 10-2 team, doesn't it?
Sure does. Yeah. And the Patriots are enjoying this quite a bit as they lead by 17 points. Paulie Howard was on the Patriots. Mitch was on the Giants. They were going head-to-head on Follow the Money. Looks like, as of now, Paulie is the right side. Well, on Friday night, Matt, Texas hosted Texas A&M, then unbeaten Texas A&M, and they were able to control the game in the second half, got a nice victory, and then that lead to Steve Sarkisian getting ready and talking about how they should be in the playoff. Right, Matt?
Yeah, let's hear from Jerry Tarkanian, Steve Sarkisian, talking about scheduling. The Longhorns scheduled Ohio State, road opener, August 30th. They lose. I have a comment about that coming up, but let's listen to Steve Sarkisian talking about why Texas deserves to be a college football playoff team.
I think we're an absolutely a playoff team. I'm glad you asked, as I didn't want it to have to be part of my opening statement. there's a couple things in here that to me are really telling stats. Okay, we're the first team since the 2019 national champion LSU team to beat three top 10 ranked teams in the same season during the regular season. So let's just chew on that for a second. There's been a lot of great football teams that have played over the last 6 years, but we're the first team since LSU to beat three top 10 ranked teams in the same season during the regular season. Okay, I think we have the number 5 ranked toughest schedule in the country. We've played the number 1, the number 3, and number 4 ranked teams in the country. Okay. We went on the road to Ohio State in week 1 and lost to them on a 1-score game. And we have the ball at the end of the game. We outgained them by nearly 200 yards, and no one else has been close to a 1-score game against them. But I think more importantly, it's the message that what do we want to send to the head coaches and the athletic directors around the country? Do you want us not to schedule Ohio State? Because if we're a 10-2 team right now, this isn't a discussion. We're in the playoff. But we were willing to go up there and play that game. And so now when you play 5 top 10 ranked teams in the regular season and you go 3-2, you beat 3 of them, and you schedule an Ohio State out of conference play, I surely don't think we want to punish us to do that. Because what are we all going to do? We're all going to get out of those games, just like a lot of other teams in the country have done. And they've got nice, pretty records right now. But they weren't willing to go play these games at a conference. We're willing to go play those games. I just hope we don't get punished for doing that. And this whole idea that, hey, well, you lost to Florida. Well, the team that played for the national championship last year lost to Northern Illinois at home. So we're not going to put for you're going to punish us and you don't want to punish them. But yet they were good enough to go play for a national title. So I have no doubt in my mind that the team we have in that locker room downstairs is a playoff football team and worthy of an opportunity to play for a national championship.
Well, he's definitely got a stronger case after the Longhorns beat Texas A&M, which is ranked number 3. One thing I'll say about playing Ohio State, I give him credit for playing the Buckeyes, but you don't get a free roll, Tim. Just because you played the Buckeyes and lost, you can't say, well, we played Ohio State, we deserve to be in. You got to win some of those games when you schedule them. You can't just get a free pass because you scheduled the game. But I did poke the bear a little bit, and I sent that video to Chris Felica because his Miami team is on the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And the bear responded and said, I have a suggestion. Don't lose to 4-8 Florida. But he said his greater theme is accurate. Why play it if ultimately it doesn't matter? So I, you know, part of what Sark said there is true. You don't need to schedule Ohio State. You know, you can schedule Chattanooga State and win that game. You're 10-2. Look, Alabama just played Eastern Illinois. Texas A&M played Samford the last couple weeks. Indiana's non-conference schedule was Indiana State, Old Dominion, and Kennesaw State.
Hey, Kennesaw State's playing for a conference championship this weekend.
So let's give the Hoosiers credit.
I get it.
Actually, that was a 2-touchdown game. Kennesaw State was in that game against Indiana.
And I know he took the dig at Notre Dame. Well, Notre Dame didn't lose to anybody else. And if they had lost another game because of that loss to Northern Illinois a year ago, they would have been out. But they didn't. They had to run the table after they lost week two and the reason that they were in the field last year, in my opinion, is because they played Texas A&M in the non-con, or they don't have a conference, but they played them week 1 and they won that game. I think for Texas, you looked your best. You also got your ass kicked like 3 weeks ago by Georgia. I mean, the second half wasn't competitive. Mm-hmm. So I get it. It's what you have to say. And if I'm the head coach of Texas, if I'm the head coach anywhere, I'm making this take why we should be in the playoff. And that was a very impressive win. But at the end of the day, to Bear's point, don't lose to Florida. It was like Lane Kiffin last year. Well, don't lose to Kentucky. If you're Alabama a year ago, don't lose to Oklahoma. The playoff being expanded gives you the wiggle room to lose games, but you can't lose too many games. And that's what ultimately is going to be the undoing for Texas here in this spot. But
Texas is on the outside looking in. I don't think anyone's going to be surprised. Sark's not going to be surprised. But I will say this. Texas – 3 losses are on the road.
True.
Ohio State, Georgia, and Florida. And even Florida on the road is not a really bad loss.
It got worse as the year went on, right? And you were on Florida that day. I think we both were on Florida that day. And that's sometimes these losses age poorly. And you look at Miami, and if people are trying to dig at Miami, you know, SMU loses to Cal. Louisville kind of falls apart a little bit there before destroying Kentucky over the weekend. Mark Stoops, by the way, fired today. Will Stein reportedly going to be the next head coach. At least that's the reports that are out there.
Speaking of Kentucky, how about last year? Lane Kiffin cried and whined last year about Ole Miss being left out of the playoffs.
Lost to Kentucky.
Texas has got a better case now than Ole Miss had last year. Because Ole Miss lost as a 2-touchdown home favorite to Kentucky and lost on the road to Florida, right?
Yep. I mean, look, there's going to be some good teams left out. Whether it be Notre Dame or Miami, that's been obviously the discussion nonstop.
I hope they both get in, but I'll say this too. How the hell is Miami not in the ACC championship game?
The ACC did themselves no favors, and they're out there tweeting about the difference between Notre Dame and Miami. You guys did yourself no favors, and actually the madman Chris Massaro, I thought, made a really good point on Twitter earlier today discussing these conferences kind of put themselves into this their own predicament with the expansion. 5 teams are 6-2.
Uh-huh.
Duke did not beat one team in the ACC with an above 500 conference record, and they get the tiebreak.
Look at Texas A&M. Texas A&M feasted on the bottom half of the SEC.
These unbalanced schedules, and then Duke is out there. SMU beat Miami. Miami beat Pitt. Pitt beat Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech beat Duke. Duke lost to Virginia, lost to Georgia Tech, and because of the tiebreaker, they get in. The only conference that seems smart to me is the American. Because the American said, screw it. If we've got a tie-break situation and there's no head-to-head, whoever's highest ranked gets to go to the championship game. And if that were the case,
Miami
would be in playing Virginia. They would be a heavy favorite to do so, and we may not be having this conversation right now.
Right.
But the ACC, your tiebreaker, allows a 7-5 Duke football. A team that lost to UConn a couple weeks ago, Matt, is playing for the ACC. 17-0, Giants getting smoked right now by the Patriots, but they've got the ball in New England territory.